As we continue the cruise, we'll be able to see the historic Raffles Landing site, a pivotal location in Singapore's history. It is here that Sir Stamford Raffles, the founder of modern Singapore, first set foot on the island in 1819. This site pays homage to the man who played a crucial role in shaping the nation, and you'll find a statue of Raffles to commemorate this momentous event. Further down the river, we'll come to the Asian Civilizations Museum, housed in a stunning neoclassical building. This museum showcases the rich tapestry of Asian cultures, art, and history. Its exhibits span across diverse regions, allowing visitors to gain a deeper understanding of the connections between Singapore and its neighboring countries. And for the history buffs, we have to mention three iconic bridges that have stood the test of time and give a glimpse back to Singapore's colonial past. Cavenagh, Anderson, and Elgin Bridges are the three most historic and architecturally impressive bridges on the Singapore River. The Cavenagh Bridge is one of the oldest bridges in Singapore and the only suspension bridge left. Formally opened in 1869, Cavenagh Bridge spans 200 feet, 80 meters, with a 25-foot, 8-meter, wide roadway. Cast iron was used for its construction and it was manufactured by P&W McClellan, a company in Glasgow, Scotland. Cavenagh Bridge was built with the Ordish Lefouvre system, a modified form of cable-stayed bridge. The system was developed by Roland Mason Ordish and was also used in his design of Albert Bridge, 1873, over the River Thames in London. The Cavenagh's family crest can be found at the top of the bridge. Cavenagh Bridge also features steel plates emblazoned with P&W McClellan Company's name. Another interesting feature is the old signs installed at both ends of the bridge to prohibit all cattle, horses, and any vehicle exceeding 300 weight, approximately 152 kilograms, from using Cavenagh Bridge. It only allowed pedestrian traffic, as a grown ox alone would weigh more than 300 weight. Next, a neoclassical landmark, the Anderson Bridge was officially opened in 1910. Named after Sir John Anderson, who was the governor of the Straits Settlement and High Commissioner for the Federated Malay States, 1904-1911, it was built to ease heavy traffic conditions on Cavenagh Bridge. The Anderson Bridge spans 204 feet, 61.2 meters, with two roadways of 31 feet 6 inches, 24.5 meters, wide. It is a steel truss girder bridge, which adopted the Pratt truss principle. The bridge's structural steelwork was manufactured in Britain and shipped to Singapore. The superstructure was fabricated by Messrs. Howarth Erskine Company, while the abutments and foundations of the bridge were produced by Westminster Construction Company. These days, the time-tested Anderson Bridge is also part of the racing route of the annual Formula One races held in the city.